Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 50th episode, wow, 50, of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus
Christensen, and today is the sixth part of our six-step process, where we will cover all the steps involved in launching and growing a successful and profitable apparel business. Yep, and today we're going to talk about how to sell your products.
But first, we would like to mention something. You guys know that we run Apparel Entrepreneurship, but we also run a design agency. And both from running Apparel Entrepreneurship and the design agency, we constantly get requests for freelance designers.
And that's because many of you brand owners, you guys are not designers yourselves and you don't have that unique skill. So finding a designer can be really challenging, and especially if you need like specific specialty, like, I don't know, tailoring or sportswear, or it can be children's wear, it can be or bridal, it can be very specific needs and you don't know any designers and you really need help with this. And of course, our network of designers stretches as far, and since the demand has been so high, we needed to create our own platform, our own curated platform where we could connect brands and designers to work on product-based creative projects.
Yes, so we have created Designer.com. It's DESINDER.com.
And it comes from Designer Finder, but we kind of cut away the endings and put them together, and how we came up with the
design. Yeah, so it is an online connecting platform for brands and freelance designers to work on product-based projects. It includes apparel, footwear, bags, and accessories. So when you go to designer.com, apparel brands, they can register and post projects that designers can apply for. And apparel brands can also browse designers and contact them directly for projects. And if you're a freelance designer, you can go in and register your profile and then apply for projects that are posted by the brands. So you can get in touch with each other and just start collaborating. And Designer is the connecting facilitator.
So go check it out and post your projects.
Yes, and we're going to add the link in the show notes as well. Otherwise, it's designer.com. Yes, so let's move on here. And this is the sixth step, sell your products. It's about determining your sales strategy. It's about exploring different sales channels and succeeding with your customer care. You create your sales strategy and you determine how you want to sell it. And this is something that you should do already before you make your products. You should determine this. Let's take the two most common ways of selling: retail and D2C, direct to consumers or online. And for D2C, you have no middleman, so you have larger margins. You can afford to spend more on production. So this is important for you to know before you start if you intend to go retail or D2C. And then other common ways are to use agents or distributors where they will help you to sell your collection.
And to be able to sell a collection, you need a sales kit. And this is the package that you bring with you when you're selling your products on retail. If you're selling D2C, there's no need because you're not having a buyer. You're talking directly to the end consumer. So the buyers, when you present your collection to them, they place orders, and the orders are based on the information in the kit. And the kit includes your samples, the price information. Maybe you're having your line sheet with photos or delivery times. And the more complete your kit is, the higher chances is that they will buy from you, because what you should do here and the focus with the sales kit is that you need to make their buying easier, as easy as possible. And we're talking about merchandising. What's merchandising? Merchandising is when you're putting together a nice little kit, so to say. and for your either for your online shop or for buyers. But the reason why you're doing is you're like creating small outfits, you're putting together small things, you're thinking ahead for your customer, you're making it easier for your customer to buy from you. And also you're making it attractive because you're supposed to know how the collection works. So what you're doing is you're selecting the pieces for your customers.
And you also need to know how to work with orders. This is if you go the traditional way of selling, when you sell retail. So it's about the way you do is that you contact the stores, you present your collection, and during this the selling periods, they're different depending on what season you're selling. Then you contact the buyers and they place orders. And what you have to remember is that factories that typically have MOQs, minimum order quantities that you have to meet. So you have to remember that your orders match those minimum order quantities, meaning that you have to get enough orders so you can actually make that production. So this is a balance you have to have in mind when you start contacting your stores and getting your orders. Because otherwise it will be hard and maybe very expensive for you to produce them.
And this was, many actually don't think that they need to think about this thing before they launch, but it's important. And like with marketing, customer care is everything you do. It's in how you communicate, it's in your product, it's in literally the text on your website, it's in everything. And of course, to be able to be proactive, you have to create a strategy for how you want to support your customer. And now we're talking, depends on what selling strategy you have, either it's the end consumer or it's the wholesaler, so it's the buyers. Think a little bit, again, proactive and how, what challenges can arise for you so you can meet them, what things can they complain about, and what you are prepared to do, how you're prepared to solve the problem. And this is what it's actually about. It's about solving their problem, because you guys know, you've all been in contact with whatever companies and they put you on hold on the phone with really crappy music, and then they come back, sorry, because of company policy, blah, 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 we're not going to be able to do anything. You know, you don't want to be that brand. You don't want to be that company. You want to solve your customers' problems in an easy way so they are happy and so they can come back and shop for more.
We talk about online in this step. And you need, first of all, you need a website. And this is something that everyone should have before you even have the product. You can have a website because that's where people go today. No matter if you're not intending at all to sell online, just to have a brick and mortar store or retail, then still that's look at it at yourself. Typically, that's where people first go to search for you. So you want to be there to show up. That's the first place to go. And you don't have to spend too much. We actually know of a brand. They spend how much?
$80,000. On a stupid website. That's just insane. They did not sell more products because of the website. Of course, it looked great, it was awesome, but they didn't sell more because of it. And so was it worth it? I don't think so. No, especially not in a startup phase.
No, you don't need it. For 99% of you, you can get away with really cheap solutions. Yeah. There are online services and ways of doing this. Mm-hmm. But you still need to have one. And even if you're selling retail, think about selling online as well, because that will give you higher margins on your stuff.
And a business is not a business, or there's not going to be a business for long without sales. That's why it's extremely important that you plan for profit. He who fails to plan is planning to fail, from a very clever Winston Churchill. That's how it is. It does not matter how great your products are, or how awesome your marketing is, or that you have hundreds of thousands of social media followers, if you do not have sales. So you have to make decisions based on calculating every single step. You don't need to be great at math. You just need to do the exercise of actually calculating your numbers. And of course, this goes without saying, you need in the beginning to keep the costs down.
And just as you make a business plan, you can make a profit target plan, planning what you need to make. And having the budget we mentioned in the beginning, it's a good way of keeping track of your costs and also making a profit. And then you can use a costing sheet. This is a document that is needed for every product to keep track of all costs associated with the making of that specific product.
And then you should focus on your margin, so you make sure you're actually getting some revenue from selling your clothes. And a great way, again, we mentioned earlier in this presentation, to get a profit from the start is to look at Kickstarter. We know several brands that have launched successfully that way when they start out.
That was it for today, guys. Take care, stay safe, and be strong, and talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.